Mum, can you lend me 20 quid? Part 2.
We thought we'd done the lot, but we hadn't. Not by a long way. For me, and Nick, and for Mum and Tony, the nightmare was just about to begin.
So you'll start to inhale one afternoon. Then you'll take me into your arms very soon. And once I've entered deep down in your veins, your life will never quite be the same.
By the spring of 1991, it had become obvious to me, both as a mother and a teacher, that their schoolwork was far from up to scratch. I was not happy, and neither was my husband, Lawrence.
Have you read these reports? Careless work, shows no interest, lack of motivation, and repeatedly late. What's happening?
And they've been caught smoking again.
Oh no, not again. I've warned them. Where are they now?
I think they've gone to the park.
I thought I told you to tell them not to go there. This is half the problem. They're mixing with the wrong crowd.
I can't stop them going to the park. But I am worried about them, just like you. So I've decided to accept that job in Bath, at the girls' boarding school.
Oh? That's a bit sudden, isn't it?
Not really. I told you I was thinking about it. There's family accommodation on the site and a good school nearby for the children. I've heard the discipline is tighter there. It'll be good for the boys.
Well, all right. But as I've said to you before, I'm going to have to stay here in Reading. I can't commute to work from Bath to London every day.
I know, darling. But if it means we don't have to sell the house and the children get a better education, isn't it for the best? For the best. It was a joint decision, and even though it meant major changes to our lives, it seemed the logical thing to do at the time. Looking back, perhaps it was a decision made with our heads rather than our hearts, which is ironic, because from that moment on, like all of us who have ever loved someone with an addiction, my decisions were made with my heart. Unbeknownst to us, this was the beginning of the end of our marriage. Lawrence continued to live in Reading during the week and came down to Bath at weekends. I was losing my husband, and the children were losing their father.
To begin with, things went quite well at the new school. At the parents' evening, their housemaster said that, overall, they'd had a very good first term. Provided they stayed on the straight and narrow, they had a bright future ahead.
Told you, Mum. You've got nothing to worry about with me. Me neither. You know that, don't you, Mum?
Oh, come here. I know that.
We'll never let you down, Mum. Me and Nick, we'll never let you down. We love you too much, Mum. You know that, Mum.
I know, sweethearts. I know.
We'll never hurt you, Mum. Nothing in the whole world can make us do that. Nothing in the whole world.
But for all their promises, it wasn't long before the twins were in serious trouble again. Lawrence had come down for the weekend.
What is it this time?
Cannabis. They were caught red-handed behind the school chapel.
They're a disgrace. What did the head say? Have they been suspended?
For a week.
Won't be long before they're expelled. What's the matter with you? Haven't you got any control over them?
Me? You've got a cheek. What about you? Where are you when all this is happening? You're supposed to be their father and you're nowhere to be seen. I'm left to pick up the pieces all the while. No wonder they're going off the rails.
Don't start to blame all this on me. Maybe if you spent less time at work and a bit more with the kids, none of this would be happening.
And so the arguments went on and on. Lawrence and I were not happy. Separation and divorce came soon afterwards. This was an awful time for me. I became very depressed. I was on my own and had no one to share my problems with. I decided to contact an old friend of ours, Tony. I knew he was a kind man, a good listener, very understanding. I poured out all my troubles to him. Soon we became very close. I decided to introduce him to the twins and then leave them alone to get to know each other.
Are you just friends or is it serious? Are you going to get married?
Whoa, just a minute. One thing at a time. Well, yes, we are serious and are we going to get married? Well, I guess you'd better ask her that. Listen, boys, I don't want to come between a mother and her children, but...
Don't worry, because we won't let you. We just need to be sure that you love her and that you look after her, because if you don't, you'll have us to answer to.
Yes, I do love you, Mum. But I'll take a step back and not go ahead if you don't feel it's right.
Oh, by the way, if you do hurt our Mum, we'll come after you.
To be continued.